Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see your faces. Did you guys get pastried up? Did you get some pastries? Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. Lord, we thank you so much for the relationship that we have restored with you, Father, because of what your son, Jesus Christ, was willing to do for us, and that you were willing to send him, Lord. We're so very thankful for his shed blood at Calvary. And Lord, we pray that the goal and the aim and the focus of our lives, Lord, would be to walk with Jesus, Lord, and to serve you and to have fellowship with you, Father. And we pray that you would help our hearts to become more and more attuned to your Holy Spirit, Lord, obedient to your scriptures and willing to just follow you, Father, wherever it is that you send us, Lord. But first, we need to be able to hear your voice, Lord. And so we pray that you would give us a quiet heart and a quiet spirit and mind, Father, that we would always be listening so that your voice isn't drowned out by all the things of this world that we allow in, or by our own thoughts, Lord, that sometimes can grow so loud that all we can hear are those things, whether positive or negative, Lord. Sometimes we get so distracted by us that we don't see or hear from you. And Lord, we just pray that you would just quiet us down this morning, that our hearts would be bowed before you, and that you would have your way in this place and in each heart here, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray, Father, also that you would speak to us through the word, Father, and give our pastor the words that you want him to share with us this morning, Father. Change, if you want to change something, change it, Lord. Wherever you want to move him today, we pray that you would do that, and that he would bring to us your words and not his own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand together.
Jesus Christ. reached down through to cover me with mercy and hide me in his wounds.
Have our ushers come on up. Lord, thank you for all the blessings that you blessed us with, Lord. We ask and pray now as we offer up to you tithes and offerings, Father, that you would take what is given and use it for your glory, for your purposes, Father. We ask and pray, Lord, that you would always be preparing this church, Father, to do whatever it is you've called us to do, Lord, whether it's large or small, whatever it is, Father. We pray that we would hear your voice and we would always be obedient to your calling, and there would never be any system or way of doing things that we get so rooted and embedded in, Father, that we wouldn't just throw it off in an instant, Lord, to put on whatever new wineskins you want us to wear, Father. We pray that, Lord God, that you would have your way, and not only in this place, Lord, but in each heart, that as we leave this place and go into our week, Father, whatever each of our weeks may look like, Lord, that it would be into the mission field, Father, to do what you've called each of us to do, and that is to share the love of Jesus Christ that comes from you, Father, through his blood, through that sacrifice, Lord, and that by the power of your Holy Spirit, their lives could be changed, Lord, and renewed and transformed. We pray that you would begin that work first in us, conform us into the image of your Son, Lord, and then help us to be those true and right ambassadors, Father, to bring that gospel wherever we go, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Must you stay?
dearly loved and ransomed by the Savior's blood and called by name, daughter and son, wrapped in the robe of righteousness.
For one more together.
I